97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for joining us today. My guest is Mr. Brian Parker, branch manager of Cunningham Mortgage. Brian, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Let's jump right in. Cunningham Mortgage. Brian, what makes Cunningham Mortgage different from other brokers or banks or anybody who lends money?
You know, that's a good question. I think I would probably tell you two answers. One is the people. We have a really good quality staff, and not just within my office, but within our company. I mean, we're locally based out of Greensboro. You know, our office is here in Chapel Hill. But we're not so big that we can't feel like a small town, you know, type of company and working with our clients. And two, we're big enough to give you, as we like to say, Wall Street culture with Main Street service. We've been closing loans for happy home buyers for 24 years since 1990.
Whoa.
And you know, we do anything from primary to secondary vacation homes to investment properties. And what sets us apart is from the banks or broker is we are an independent mortgage banker, Cunningham & Company Mortgage Bankers. And, okay, you have your banks that we won't reference the big boxes, but we know how they function.
Yes.
And then you have brokers, which a broker is a good outlet for many people who are trying to obtain a home loan. But what they are doing is they're brokering a loan. They're not using their money. They're not using their resources to deliver that product to the customer, where with Cunningham Mortgage, we are lending our money. It is our money, we're our team, we're closing the loan in our name, and we do service about 80% of the loans we close. Some do get transferred in the secondary mortgage market. I'm sure anybody that's listening out there has probably had their mortgage transferred at least one time.
Oh, yeah.
And there's ways that happens, but we do service about 80% of the loans we close.
80%, is that average for a brokerage?
That's a good question. I don't know if it's an average or not. I think it represents probably the quality of the loans that we do keep and so forth. For example, you know, there's Fannie Mae, there's Freddie Mac, which we are a direct servicer and lender with them. And we will keep a good number of those loans. And then you have Ginnie Mae, which kind of falls through your government loans, FHA, VA, and so forth. They may end up going out sourced more than a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan. Same thing to be said about a USDA loan. Although it's a conventional product, it is also a type of government-based product in doing that. So it depends on the loan product for the customer and so forth.
I understand. Well, Brian, how did you land at Cunningham Mortgage? What's your background?
Well, I've been doing it since 2001, and I started as a broker and have worked for a couple of the big banks that are out there. I worked for one of those banks that shut down overnight in 2007.
Oh, dear.
You know, so I've seen all aspects of the industry. How I ended up at Cunningham is our president, Hank Cunningham, who's based out of Greensboro. Him and I have served on various board of directors and committees for the Mortgage Bankers Association of the Carolinas, and I've known him and his family for 10 years or so, and they're great people. And every time I would see Hank at a convention or a conference or a board meeting, he's like, when are we going to open that branch up in Chapel Hill? And I'm like, we'll get there. And finally, over the last couple years, between working with a couple of different of the bigger banks, it just got too hard to deliver quality service to my clients. And I think if anybody's listening out there, you may have had one of those experiences where you felt like it was just too hard. And it finally just got to the point where I called up Hank and said, are you ready to open that branch we've been asking? And so we had the conversation, and we finally opened up the branch in Chapel Hill in July of 2013.
Excellent. And it's 80% closure rate, right, or maintaining business?
No, we're 100% closure rate.
100%.
Yeah,
all right.
We do a great job with it. We like to say we don't close loans on time. We close them early.
Ooh.
Maybe a hard thing to believe in today's society if you're trying to get a loan, but our closing package really do get the closing attorneys on average about 7 days prior to the closing date. There's no last-minute headaches. And, of course, I'm sure as your listeners are out there, they probably had somebody tell them the same thing and probably didn't have that experience. So for us here locally, it's branding our name, you know, Cunningham & Company Mortgage Bankers, and giving good quality service. We have a mantra to say that we deliver raving fan customer service.
I love that. Raving fan.
Raving fans. It is actually an email signature. So, you know, when you see your company email and at the bottom line, you've got all the disclaimers, et cetera.
Yes.
It says raving fans at CunninghamMortgage.com, where you can send your feedback directly back to the president of the company.
That's better than gaga. I mean, that's wonderful in terms of happy fans. Well, I'm sure you've piqued the interest of some of our listeners, Brian. Why don't you give us your contact information?
Easy to find. Phone number is 919-880-4226. On the web, real simple, trianglemortgagelender.com.
Got it. Would you repeat the phone number again?
919-880-4226.
Got it. Brian, who would you define as your ideal customer?
Anybody that wants to have a good experience in obtaining a home loan. You know, I don't care if it's a $66,000 loan. For example, the lady I met with yesterday and had to spend 3 hours with her because she's elderly. And, you know, she's not in tune to the internet and everything that people want to be all high speed and high pace now. Or if it's a $600,000 loan. I mean, we have a wide variety of products we can do it all with. I want a customer that is willing to take professional advice and, I guess, follow the advice that they're given. If they're working with somebody else, you know, we all shop for cars. We shop for the best deal here and there. If you're talking with another lender and talking with me, I'm cool with that. I understand that. And if they can give you a better loan than I can, and you can show it to me, get that good faith estimate or whatnot, I'll tell you it's a better loan. I'll tell you it's a better rate. I'll tell you I can't beat that. And I know, if I know they're a good lender, I'll recommend you go take that deal. But most cases, we're pretty much on top.
Well, educate me. Aren't you all looking at the same pool, the same interest rates, the same? How can there be a difference between lenders?
There's not that big of a difference. Interest rates are like a stock. They have a buy and sell cost every day, and that buy or sell cost can actually change during the day. So when someone's shopping a lender, if you're going to say, well, their rate is lower than yours, well, what day did you get that rate quote on?
Oh.
Because it could have changed in the course of that day or a three-day period. So it's based on volume and kind of what the buy price you agree to work with.
That answers it. Thank you, Brian. Brian, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about Cunningham Mortgage because you've got so much information to impart. Okay?
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Brian Parker, who is the branch manager of Cunningham Mortgage. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Mr. Brian Parker, who's the branch manager of Cunningham Mortgage. Brian, you mentioned that Cunningham does set itself apart from other companies doing the same thing you do, but what advice would you give clients from soup to nuts about getting a loan?
Well, a couple of things. Start at the beginning. Sometimes we see the old saying, you put the cart before the horse. If you're planning on buying a home, don't go looking for a home without getting pre-approved by a lender first. There are certain things that the lender is going to want to look at. Most specifically, your pay, your income documentation. If you're self-employed, got to review those tax returns because those tax returns say what your income is. And while you may feel like it's one thing, it may be another once the tax returns are reviewed. We're going to look at the last 2 months of your bank statements and any non-payroll related deposits. The bank is going to want to know about it.
Whoa.
Not just Cunningham Mortgage, but any lender you're working with. Mm-hmm. And then if that becomes a problem, you got to put a paper trail with all of that. So it's always better to begin with the end in mind, I like to say. Consult your lender before looking to go buy that house. And if you're selling a house, kind of the same thing. Usually if you're selling one, you're planning on buying another one. Find out what you're pre-approved for on the one you want to go buy before you look at selling the one you have because you may not be able to buy what you want to buy or you may be able to buy more than what you think you can buy.
Do many clients come to you who don't do that and just have to walk away disappointed because they haven't done their homework? Or the pre-work?
It happens, yes. You would think with all the economic changes, you know, over the last, you know, 5 to 7 years, more people would have kind of started putting their ducks in a row, so to speak. But we do see a lot of people that think they can get a home loan, but if you haven't paid your car payment on time or you haven't paid your federal, your state taxes, you're probably not going to be able to get a home loan.
Understand. Well, Brian, I've known you now for quite a while. What makes you so special? Tell our audience about you.
Well, you know, I'm just a local guy. I was born in Durham, raised in Durham. My father's a retired builder. My mother was a realtor for 25 years, so I've been in the industry my whole life. But more than just being a loan officer, I've tried to give back to my industry. I've been involved with the Mortgage Bankers Association of North and South Carolina for 10 or 12 years. I've served on the board of directors there. I've been on committees. I was, I guess, blessed enough that in 2009, they named me Mortgage Banker of the Year for North and South Carolina.
Whoa, congratulations.
Well, you know, I kind of told them I thought they were smarter than that, but they told me they don't give it to people that don't deserve it. But it was quite humbling to be recognized by your peers in that manner. And then I received the James J. Wood President's Award in 2010. I also serve as president here locally for the Triangle Mortgage Lenders Association. I'm in my fourth term right now, and I'll take my fifth term in 2015. And we're a group that just tries to meet to work together to betterment of our industry. So I do more than just try to sit and write loans. I try to be a professional and offer more things to my clients other than just trying to do a loan for them.
And what's your family life like?
Oh, busy. My wife and I, we actually work together. She works with us at Cunningham Mortgage. But between the two of us, we have five kids.
Five kids.
Yeah, so there's a lot of incentive to work hard. we range ages from 17 to 9 years of age. So there's no short days.
You've got to stay busy.
Yeah, sometimes work keeps you sane.
Oh, my gosh. I can imagine five kids. Bless you, brother. Listen, let's get back to Cunningham Mortgage. First of all, give us your contact information again for those who may have just tuned in.
Okay, it's real easy. On the web, TriangleMortgageLender.com, and then the phone number, and I always use my cell phone. I want people to find me, whether I'm in the office or, you know, out making calls, 919-880-4226.
Thank you, Brian. Let's talk about the past and the future of your industry. In 2008, we know all hell broke loose. Did that affect Cunningham Mortgage, and if so, how?
Did it affect us in a negative way? No. Obviously, a lot of contraction was going on in the industry at that time. You had banks closing daily. At that time, we had probably 500,000 loan officers nationally, you know, across the United States. Today, we're probably around 100,000.
Whoa.
That means you lost 400,000 that either got into business to make really easy money, while all the lending rules that let you do things you shouldn't have been able to do, or you had those that just really had no business being in it. I think in many ways it probably helped us because maybe there were some good originators, good loan officers out there that maybe lost their jobs because their companies were contracting and shutting down, and we were able to potentially grow from that by picking up new employees. And it's, at this date, as of today, we've been able to expand to 17 branches between North Carolina and Tennessee.
Can I assume that's because Cunningham Mortgage didn't give out those, air quotes, bad loans?
Nope, it didn't do bad loans. You know, as a lender, there were loan programs out there that shouldn't have been out there. And we've had this conversation with some other professionals in our industry that if I didn't do that bad loan for a client, they would have taken that client somewhere else to get that same loan. Now, as a good loan officer, my conversation would be, maybe you should reconsider this loan, but if you're intent on proceeding on buying this house with this loan, here's what we should do, and you need to work with me over the next 12 to 18 months so we can refinance you out of this loan before it becomes the bad loan that it was, because a lot of them were only fixed for 2 or 3 years. The problem with that, even nationally, is you might have had 3 out of 10 clients that really chose to listen and work with the loan officers going forward. Mm-hmm. Things just don't work their way out. You know, it takes effort on both parties.
Right. So it sounds like all your clients just had the confidence and just stuck with you. Of course, everything dropped in terms of the market, what was available. How did you handle that when everything dried up?
You get out there, you beat the streets. You know, the housing market was tough. People were losing equity. You know, the government did its stimulus package to drop interest rates low, so it made a lot of opportunity for people to refinance. They came up with the HARP program, the Home Affordable Refinance Program, which allowed people who were upside down in equity to lower their rates. So refinances kept the industry moving. Fortunately, I think we're now back to what I wrote an article a few months back for a magazine, a return to equity. So we're not getting rapid appreciation, but we're not depreciating anymore.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, gosh, Brian, let's take another break. And when we come back, let's talk about the future of your industry.
Sounds great. Right?
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Mr. Brian Parker, who's the branch manager of Cunningham Mortgage. Don't go away. We've got one more segment.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
I'm back with my guest, Mr. Brian Parker, who is the branch manager of Cunningham Mortgage. Brian, in the last segment, we talked about the history, what's been going happening with the housing and lending, et cetera. What do you see as the future of your market, of your business?
I think it's bright. Obviously, sometime or another, rates are really going to go back up, and I don't think they'll be tremendously high, but we'll see them rise. But we've gone through so much overregulation now. We are seeing some ease back. However, where the box used to be really big, it is a smaller box now. And, for example, where someone used to be able to qualify for a loan maybe with a 55% debt ratio because of what's called the qualified mortgage now, that box is shrunken down to 43%.
Ooh.
So it does limit the potential buying power or refinance power someone may have in the future.
Understand. Now, Brian, if somebody wants to find a good lender but wants to know their background before they get involved with them, how would they go about that?
Oh, that's a great question, because that's one of the things that's really been put in place over the last several years. So if anybody out there listening wants to know about me, if I've ever had a complaint filed against me or something like that, you can go to NMLS Consumer Access. Just Google that, and you can search for me by name. You can search my company by name or anybody out there. And if there's ever a complaint filed, you'll see it there. You can also go to the CFPB, the Consumer Finance and Protection Bureau website, and you can search lenders as far down as zip code. And if there's a complaint filed against the company, you'll see it there. You will not find anything on me or Cunningham Mortgage within either one of those websites. However, you may find pages of some other companies that maybe some of your listeners have worked with in the past.
Yes, I can just imagine. Let me go over those titles again. The first was NMLS, like Nancy, Mary, L, S, like Sam. And that stood for National?
National Mortgage Licensing System.
System, all right. And the second was CFBP.
CFPB. Yeah, Consumer Finance and Protection Bureau.
Got it. All right. And that's open to just everybody. It's free. Just go ahead and check that background.
Yep. They can just go on there, find it, and they can search whatever they want to know.
And I'm assuming that no lender can affect what it says there, because it's facts based on
correct.
What they're doing.
Right. And if there was a complaint filed, it'll tell you what actions and remedies were taken or whatnot with it.
Excellent. Give us your contact information again, please, Brian.
Real easy. Cell phone, always available, 919-880-4226. And on the web, trianglemortgagelender.com.
Easy enough. Brian, in our last 30 seconds, please tell me what you like about what you do.
I like working with people, and I like helping them accomplish their goal of homeownership. Quick example, we closed a loan several weeks ago. Couple was 72 years old buying their first home. And what a great joy and experience it was for them. I feel like I've become a part of their family now. You know, they 72, but achieved their dream.
Was it a 30-year loan?
30-year loan.
I love it. Well, isn't that special? Beautiful. I've never heard that before, Brian. Congratulations. Well, Brian, our time is up, but I thank you so much for coming in and educating me and our audience about Cunningham Mortgage.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest has been Mr. Brian Parker, who is the branch manager of Cunningham Mortgage. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.